Chapter 4. Before the Throne. Lariel came to the outer precincts of the Sanctum Imperialis. Bo, the Death Jester, followed her, close as a shadow. For as long as they could, they avoided combat, she clouding the weak minds of the humans where possible, detouring to avoid them where it was not. They followed half-forgotten conduits and filthy service ducts, coming ever closer to their target. The blazing light of the Emperor's beacon grew in her mind's eye, blotting out her limited ability to read the skein. Her future was a mystery to her now, and she must act cautiously. One by one, she felt the death songs of her fellows fallen in solo dances with no audience to applaud. A black wave of despair rose in her heart, but she froze it. Sorrow could wait for a time when it could be turned into laughter, a celebration of her troopers joining with Kagorak. There came a moment when they could hide no more, at the place where the architecture of the palace opened up and became dominated by the vast avenues radiating from the throne room. The weak infantry in black were replaced by armored giants, their golden plate draped in somber black cloaks. Their species aside, there was nothing similar between the two breeds of warrior. These were the Adeptus Custodes, and few could stand against them. Lariel had expected to encounter them sooner, for Ulthran had told her they guarded all parts of the palace in the days when the Emperor lived. Time had made them cautious, and they gathered now only around the throne room of their lord, careful of what little mortal life remained to him. The secret tunnels turned away from the throne room, and Bo and Lariel were forced out. They avoided the main processional way and its progression of mighty symbolic gates, taking a lesser avenue. Still many hundred lengths across, the vaulting of the ceiling lost to smoke and distance. Only one gateway barred this avenue at the entrance to the antechamber. Far away down the mighty road, it hid in clouds of incense.
"This way, Bo! Come!"
The Adeptus Custodes waited for them, opening fire as they ran down the vast processional way. Hard projectiles of metal whined past them, shot from the tips of long-hafted weapons as heavy as Lariel herself. Primitive as all the technology of the humans was, but deadly. Just one round, were it to hit, would obliterate her slender body. They did not hit. Lariel wove around the bolts. Bo fired from behind, his screamer cannon punching the genetically enhanced warriors from their feet. They were too mighty to be felled by the shot itself, instead dying painfully as the gene toxins in the shrieker rounds rewrote their life code explosively.
"Stop! Stop!" she called out in their ugly language. "My name is Lariel Ray," she continued, "Shadow Seer of the Ceaseless Song. I come here at command of Eldrad Ulthran to deliver a message of great import to the Emperor of Mankind."
Only murder dwelled in their hearts. A giant moved to intercept her, his great halberd whirling in buzzing arcs around his head. This one moved with a grace and speed she did not associate with the humans. She fought ferociously with him, trading parries and ripostes like for like, the sheer strength of the human shocking her. She saluted him before she took his head from his shoulders.
"Friendship! Friendship!"
she cried out, Gothic's coarseness an affront to her tongue. More of them came at her, shouting angrily. That she was swinging her sword at them probably belied her words, she thought ironically, but she refused to die for their idiocy. She called out as she killed over and over again,
"My name is Lariel Ray, Shadow Seer of the Ceaseless Song. I come here at command of Eldrad Ulthran to deliver a message of great import to the Emperor of Mankind. Friendship! Friendship! Cease your fighting!"
Bo shot down the last of them. Lariel vaulted the human's writhing form.
"The gate!" she cried to Bo. "It is near!"
Incredibly, the gate remained open, a sign of the human's arrogance. A stream of Adeptus Custodes flooded forth. The Harlequins sprinted on, launching themselves over the heads of those who came to oppose them, cutting down anyone who came within striking distance and ignoring the rest. Lariel expected a lucky shot to take her in the back at any moment.
"My name is Lariel Ray, Shadow Seer of the Ceaseless Song. I come here at command of Eldrad Ulthran to deliver a message of great import to the Emperor of Mankind. Friendship! Friendship!"
The warriors of the Emperor would not listen, and the nearer they came to the throne room, the more furious they became. She only hoped that if she could get to the centre of the warding circles that girdled the palace for thousands of lengths, her mind could touch his. The door came closer, monumentally huge. She had rarely seen its like in the realm of flesh and matter. Only in the webway were such things to be seen, and they were the works of long ago. It towered 500 lengths high, covered in ornate carvings too small to be made out, and fashioned from precious materials harvested from the entire galaxy. Doubtless this adornment concealed armored plating many lengths deep. The doors began to close. She and Beau ran faster, veering towards the bastion guarding the left of the doors. As they neared, she put away her pistol and flicked a small ovoid of warm wraithbone from a pouch at her belt. The gates were closing with a steady certainty of glaciers grinding down mountains. A line of custodians barred the way in front of the gates, halberds levelled and firing. Beau slew three with wailing shots of his cannon. His skill was marvellous to see. He leapt and dived, somersaulting over its barrel. He fired all the while, unencumbered by the shrieker's great length. Lariel arced over a wall of crested helms and tossed the device into a vision slit in the bastion. There was a mellow flash as it discharged, spraying the room with a burst of softly glowing microscopic constructs. They pattered onto the walls, burrowing into the fabric of the building and attacking its systems. Eldar technology, millions of years old, overwhelmed the simple machines of the humans without difficulty. Their motive mechanisms, suborned by the superior craft of her race, the gates ceased their closing barely a length apart. She and Beau jumped, threading the gap as a blaze of shells exploded all round the door edges. On the other side was a hall, bigger than all but the widest craft world domes. On the far side were the great gates of the Sanctum Imperialis, wherein languished the morbid Emperor of Mankind. Twin titans guarded it, poorly fashioned to resemble hounds, and festooned with vulgar attempts at art. They started towards her, clumsily, jogging across the court and opening fire. Bursts of shattered metal and rock jumped skyward. She somersaulted between the impacts as the warhounds tracked her. The noise of their discharge obliterated all senses, and Lariel danced through the thunder. The war machines ceased firing as she sought shelter among the ranks of the enemy. They were so close to their goal. Lariel could feel the lessening of the palace's psychic defenses. They were nearing the center of the wards. She called out with her mind to the Lord of Man. There came no reply, but lines of Adeptus custodes running at them. The great gates were far away. For a moment her heart faltered. She could not succeed, but she must try. Beau was surrounded, attacking his foe with a great energy scythe affixed to the end of his gun. He slew four of theirs before he fell, shot from so many angles even his reflexes could not save him. As in life, he died silently. Lariel fought on, slaughtering her way through the humans as their war machines neared and slowed, stalking the edge of the melee. Were she to kill every one of the Adeptus custodes, she would be obliterated immediately. Her progress slowed. The foe became too many. They were too accomplished as warriors. Their finest individuals would be a close match for her skills, and there were hundreds of them. She despaired. Her arms dropped.
"Peace! Peace!" she called.
She was brought down, wrestled to the floor by a dozen heavy arms. Their leader forced his way towards her, his movements awkward with rage. He wore identical gold armor to all the others, but for a tall distinguishing plume of purple. Now would be the time to present the token. He was the one. But her arms were pinned and she could not move.
"My name is Lariel Ray, Shadow Seer of the Ceaseless Song. I come here at command of Eldrad Ulthran to deliver a message of great import."
The blow was almost too quick for her to see. It struck her mirror mask hard, snapping her head painfully to the side.
"Silence!" roared the leader. "You come here shouting friendship as you slaughter your way towards the Lord of Mankind?"
A circle of bolt guns pointed at her head.
"And now you will die." "Hold!" called Vangarich.
He and Krul rushed into the antechamber of the Sanctum Imperialis, a space big enough to station an army in. Though there was no army, war had recently visited. To the right, halfway to the ultimate gate, beyond which sat the Emperor himself, a dozen Adeptus Custodes lay dead on the ground, a single skull-masked Eldar among them. The mosaic floor was cracked and ruined, craters in the wall guttered with burning metal, damage from Titan weapons fire. A circle of Adeptus Custodes surrounded something hidden in its center.
Hold!
Four warriors stepped into Vangarich's path, their guardian spears crossed. Their massive armored bodies formed a wall he could not see over.
Let me through. It is I, High Lord Vangarich.
Grandmaster Vangarich,
shouted a commanding voice. The warriors parted, revealing their leader.
Captain General Bayreuth, I must beg your indulgence. Do not execute the prisoner. We must interrogate it.
Vangarich pushed his way into a forest of metal giants. Bayreuth waved them aside as he came to their captive. A female by the shape of her. She was kneeling, beaten. Her clothes were brightly coloured and patterned, though dirtied with battle smirch. Her face was hidden by a featureless mask of silver, and this was flawless. A thicket of blades pointed at her, the bolters mounted on the backs of the spearheads, ready to obliterate her at a word.
She has already tried to trick us with talk of parley, said Bayreuth. I will not consider her release so close to the Golden Throne. Most of this breed are witches. Who knows what she plans? She has breached the Emperor's innermost sanctuary. For this insult, she must and will pay.
Parley? What did she say? Said Vangarich.
The Eldar spoke for herself, her voice thick with blood.
My name is Lariel Ray, Shadow Seer of the Ceaseless Song. I come here at command of Eldrad Ulthran to deliver a message of great import to the Emperor of Mankind.
Lies! Spat Bayreuth.
Captain General, please, said Vangarich.
You, the Lord of Killers, and you make a plea for her life, said Bayreuth. Or is it only humans your kind kills?
I understand you are angry, furious, but we must be cautious, said Vangarich. Orcs are in the sky, and these Xenos come alone. What if she is telling the truth?
I am being cautious. It is a lack of caution that led to the arrival of the orcs. We cannot afford any further mistakes.
He raised his hand.
I order you to stop, shouted Vangarich.
You are a High Lord and a member of the Senatorum Imperialis, but your office is no longer numbered among the High 12. You have no authority to command me. None have, save the Emperor himself.
Then this will prove sufficient,
called Inquisitor Veritas. The boots of his power armor rang on the mosaic floor as he stamped into the chamber, his inquisitorial seal held high. Stormtroopers fanned out either side of him, training their guns at the Adeptus Custodes.
I am Veritas, and I am of the High 12. By this sigil I wield the authority of the Emperor. While he cannot speak, the Inquisition are his voice.
Bayreuth uttered something that might have been a sigh or a curse. He gestured, and his warriors stood back.
I am so glad you could make this latest emergency, Veritas, said Vangarich. After you departed the Senatorum so dramatically, I feared we had lost your good offices permanently. Don't be facetious, Vangarich.
Vangarich twitched his eyebrows.
If I am facetious, it is merely because I find myself in a world governed by idiocy. I laugh, or I despair. You have arrived in the nick of time. I got your message. I had to gather my forces. I am here now. A reply would have been polite, said Vangarich.
The three men looked down upon the captured Eldar. Vangarich's spine shuddered as her faceless bowl mask looked back. A quiet power surrounded her.
Why should we believe your protestations of friendship? Demanded Veritas.
I have upon my person a token, said the Eldar, given by the Primarch Vulcan to the Farseer Eldrad Ulthran during your recent civil war.
Veritas looked to the custodians.
You may take it out. If it is a trick, you shall die, said Bayreuth.
Lariel reached into a small pouch strapped to her thigh. From it, she removed an object and passed it to Veritas. The Inquisitor's power armor whined as he reached for it. He opened his hand. In it was a large tooth, capped with exquisitely worked gold.
A tooth of a Nocturnian salamander. It could be as you say. These creatures are found only on Vulcan's homeworld. But how do I know this is not a trick, and that it was Vulcan who gave this to your master?
I have no master, save the laughing god, said Lariel. That token is all I have to prove my good intent. If you do not value it, then Eldrad Ulthran underestimated you. My task is done, and my life is forfeit. I die laughing at the fools that would not listen to sense.
Veritas growled deep in his throat.
The orcs are at our door, and an alien witch wishes to speak with the Emperor, he said.
He folded his fist over the tooth.
We must take her away from here. It is not safe to have her kind so close to the Emperor. You are to take her to the Inquisitorial Fortress? Asked Vangarich.
Veritas nodded.
Venand is there. I shall deal with two problems in one. Then I suggest you hurry, said Vangarich. The orcs will move soon.
Lariel spoke.
You have far less time than you realize.